WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody, and happy Monday. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. And we've got actual racing to talk about. And right here in good old Tennessee, as the Bristol race was this Sunday at good old Bristol, the Food City 500. And we've got a first-time winner on the weekend. A first-time winner in the 54 for many years, which we'll get to later on. But Ty Gibbs, come on down, holds off Ryan Blaney in overtime and gets a big win, not only for him, but for the organization. So, of course, we've got some Ty Gibbs talk. Man, also, how unpopular does that go on social media, or at least what I've read? And what's up with Bristol? Sean's got some thoughts on why the race you couldn't ever get tickets to somehow. Plenty of seats still available, so we've got that. Plus, you know, you can't have a Monday after the Masters if you don't talk a little golf, so maybe, who knows. But we've got a lot to get to. We've got points. We've got standings. News in the world of NASCAR. I'm going to blow Sean's mind with a little digging on an Earnhardt that we didn't know existed. So there is a lot to get to. Sit back, relax. It ought to be a good one. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey, and alongside me, not really alongside, across from me, the man that shows up each and every Monday at 6, it is Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
Good evening, and happy to be here. Excuse me, I'm still dealing with a little bit of the allergy stuff, but it is better than it was over the weekend, but a great, beautiful weekend of weather, and we had a great weekend of NASCAR racing at Bristol, and also a very nice weekend of golf.
Just a beautiful weekend of weather, too, man. Any reason you had to get outside, it was tough to get off the couch and stop watching Masters just to get some stuff done, but it was just gorgeous all the way around.
How many hours of Masters golf did you watch?
Oh, man, how many? So, we're talking the whole, like, starting Thursday?
Yeah. Because yeah, from the
if
start,
if you download the app, you can watch it on your iPad or wherever, just about anywhere. So
you were watching it so that way too. Huh?
Thursday at work, I would cast it from my iPad to the work TV, because we've got one kind of like how you have TVs everywhere, and I would, you know, us at the office would watch a little bit there. Friday, I didn't watch as much because I played golf Friday at a Winstone in our Masters Bash golf tournament. Took the day off and
wow.
Yeah,
man, you've been taking a lot of time off this year.
That was, I believe, my first day off. And, you know, some golf was played. I didn't play near as well as any of the guys did on TV. Well, maybe some of the guys on TV. I saw some really bad shots. I hit some of those.
Did you play well?
No, not at all.
It must have been that beer every hole that
I will
did
tell
you,
pretty good at the 6 ounce curls still, or 12 ounce curls still.
I was going to say, that's, you know, after you do a beer every hole after you've had 18.
That game, well, it wasn't a beer every hole, but it wasn't too far from it. It was beautiful outside. We'll just say that. Anyway, had a really good time with friends and played some golf. And then Saturday, me and Mrs. Orr got all dressed up because we had a big charity event to go to. For Evelyn's school, the OLPH Ram Bash. And so we went downtown, checked into the hotel, and while she got ready, because, you know, it takes us 30 minutes. It takes them 2.5 hours to get ready. Mm-hmm. Had the room to myself, watching the Masters and for a couple hours, even took a little nap. And then yesterday, it was
What kind of charity event?
It was for our school.
So it was like a gala?
Yeah, basically. It's the Ram Bash. Yeah, get dressed up and go have beers.
Ram Bash?
The Ram, because we're the OLPH Rams.
Oh, okay.
And we're having a bash.
Okay.
So we went down and did that and then had a good time, all dressed up. And then yesterday I got home and did some stuff around the house. But at 2 o'clock, I was like, that's when Rory tees off, 2:30. Mm-hmm. I was like, honey bear, you need me to do anything? It needs to be before 2:30. So
was she in agreement to that?
For the most part, she was pretty tired. So she wasn't really concerned.
She's still trying to recover from Saturday night.
She was, you know, we're not as young as we used to be.
Them Catholic parties, I understand, get pretty wild.
We got a little into the sacramental wine. No, it was a good time. We had a blast. It was a lot of fun. Well,
hopefully, y'all raised a lot of money.
Raised money.
Them Catholics have got a lot of money.
You know, nothing like the Baptiste, but we do okay. And
us Baptists, we were in bed by 9:30.
I bet. had a good time, and yes, watched all day yesterday. So it was a lot of fun. How about you? Did you actually sit in? You don't sit inside and watch TV, so that's a dumb question.
Well, you're right. I normally don't. However, I did do some of that yesterday. I got all wrapped up into this Masters stuff. You know, after we talked about it last Monday, and then, you know, it's been pretty dominant or prominent on all the media outlets, and there's just something neat about, you know, this event being as big as it is and being one of the biggest in golf. And it's not far from here. It's in Georgia.
Yeah, it's about 4 hours from here.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that I've always wanted to do. I've got it on my so-called bucket list. Someday I'm gonna get Kim, and we're gonna go, even if it's to a practice round. So I did get all wrapped up into it, but I mainly watched it Sunday. I didn't spend much time watching it Saturday. Watched a little bit Friday. I had it on in my office, and so I would glance up at the TV, you know, just kind of keep up with what was going on a little bit. But beautiful weather, of course. The entire Southeast is experiencing beautiful weather, and that just made the Masters that much better for everybody that was there, and then also especially for the viewer. So I really enjoyed it. Something that I was a little bit surprised about, I'm sure you already know this, but I'm sure some of our listeners don't. Even though McIlroy got the Masters for the second year in the world,
yeah,
he did not get another green jacket. You only get one green jacket once you've won. Did you know that?
I did not realize that, but yeah. I guess he just turned
around
and gave you the
one.
You mean
I knew that and you didn't?
Well, I didn't.
And you're the golf guy.
I haven't really gotten into the lore of the green jacket. I'd like to.
So once you've won the Masters, you get one green jacket.
Yeah, because that's your membership to the club. Yeah, you still get the trophy though, the little butler cabin looking thing.
Yeah, and the paycheck that goes along with it. You never get another green jacket. So I thought, okay, this is going to be cool. Rory's going to have two green jackets.
It's not like winning at Martinsville where you just get another grandfather clock.
No,
that makes sense. You don't need multiple, just one.
But
clock.
Does that surprise you?
I you know what?
It surprised me.
It. Here's the thing. I think you get to wear it, if I'm correct. So your green jackets stay in the clubhouse. Like they stay in the. Like if I was a member at Augusta, I wouldn't come in here wearing my green jacket. It has to stay at the clubhouse. You only wear it on the grounds. But when you win, you get to take it out for a year, kind of like the Stanley Cup. And so that's why when you go do when Rory's doing media tours and all that stuff after his first win last year, he could wear the green jacket. Scottie Scheffler's won the Masters, but his green jacket is back at the clubhouse. He doesn't wear that around.
So you've got to bring that thing back and leave it there?
I'm almost positive it has to stay there. Huh. There are some sort of crazy rules.
They got a lot of crazy rules.
And it's so exclusive, they just don't care. Like, they're, Mark Calcavecchia, who is he won a major a couple years ago. He's an older golfer, but he won a major and was a guest. He stepped outside using his phone, Sean, and they kicked him off the grounds. He couldn't come back this year. And I mean, like, he's a big star, but, like, you broke the rules, you have to go. That is so strict, and they are so...
And I'm so
proper about their stuff that it doesn't surprise me.
I've wondered about that, how much teeth they put into the rules.
I think it's they're so high end, they just don't care. I mean, they own their own broadcast. They own the broadcast rights. They're the one that tells CBS, this is the advertisers you can have. I mean, like, it's
a little trivia. Do you know how long they've had the broadcast with CBS?
Oh, 70-something years. It's from the beginning, I believe.
It's from the 50s.
Yeah.
I think it's around 58. It is the longest running sports broadcast partnership in the United States today.
Yeah. It's and you know what? And CBS will continue to pay whatever they want because it's such a big deal. I was just looking, I was curious about the viewership. The ratings info hasn't come out yet on it. But the par three contest, the goofy thing that they did for TV on Wednesday, was up 50%. And we know yesterday, with the leaderboard so close, and Rory McIlroy being so popular, and Scottie Scheffler being so popular, and Justin Rose and Cam, all these, there were so many people that were in it till the very end. I am really curious to see if how high the ratings are for that, because it seems like it's almost growing in popularity. I will say one thing that was cool, now that I had been there, watching some of the shots that I was watching them hit down, I think it's hole number six, it's a par three, and you kind of hit down to the par three. I was sitting there looking at it on TV. I'm like, hey, I was at that hole. And you're right. Like, that green is so sloped, but on TV, it just looks like a green. They're like, oh, you got to hit it over to this corner, it'll roll down there. I'm like, yeah, you do. Because there's a giant hill there, but it doesn't come across on TV. So it was a lot of fun. I was even more engaged just because I had been to those places now.
Yeah. You know, Rory was the story yesterday.
Oh, absolutely.
That. Yeah, no question about it. I heard that, and I thought, you know what, that's pretty clever on words there. I mean, what else do you say about the Masters? It is unbelievable. The only other thing I'd like to comment about is the fact that I'm very surprised, as long as the Masters has been in existence and the rich history and tradition, that as original members have passed away and the younger generation has came in, I'm surprised some of this stuff hadn't gotten kind of watered down some. And some of the traditions gradually have been adjusted, tweeted, or changed altogether. But it doesn't appear that that's really happened.
It seems to be, I mean, you know how it is, Sean. To be a member at that kind of club, and listen, there's a lot of exclusive golf clubs out there, and you know, some in this,
like Winston.
Some in this city, yes, like Winston.
Like the one you're part of.
Augusta West, as we call it. There are some really high exclusive clubs out there, but Augusta's probably the most. I mean, it really kind of doesn't matter how rich and famous you are. They don't mind telling anybody no. I mean, Sean, it was 2012 before a woman was allowed to become a member. I mean, that wasn't that long ago. Like, yeah. It is so exclusive and so, for lack of a better word, so high end that they do what they want. And it's to be invited there. It's such an honor. You know, that I could imagine the guys almost take it as a badge of honor to carry on those traditions.
So. I'm almost a little bit of shame, ashamed to even admit this, especially since, you know, I'm not into golf any more than I am. I struggled to keep my attention on the race yesterday.
Oh, it's because the match. Yeah.
I finally just thought, you know what, I'm going to watch this race later tonight. I'm going to, you know, catch the highlights for sure later tonight. I just kind of got wrapped up in it. And that's the bad thing about NASCAR going up against some of the high-profile sports programming, such as the Masters, and then, of course, when you get into the NFL football season.
Well, you know, it's no different than if it's the last 30 laps at Talladega or the last 20 laps at Daytona and everybody's all jumbled up. I have a really hard time watching the Titans and the Falcons. I'm like, sorry, I got some high drama going on over here. And the Masters is, it's the Super Bowl of golf. It's the biggest major. It's the one they play at the same course every single year. And it's not the back nine, but the second nine, as they call it. When that many people have a chance to win this thing, and it's life-changing when you win it, you know, for a lot of these guys, it's high drama. You're just tuned in, and it delivered. You know, that I think back, you know, there were years when Tiger would win it and he was up by 8 strokes, and you're thinking, I'm just thinking of the TV guys, like, my God, they're going to have to sit here and try to make this interesting for 5 hours. But, you know, the story told itself yesterday, and it was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it was. All right, we are broadcasting live from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. You can find them online at nugadentistry.com. That's nugadentistry.com. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. Or you can go to our website at racingtalkradio.com. And today's broadcast will be live on those two locations by Tuesday of each week. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. We're going to break down Bristol, but we're also going to talk about some of the challenges that Bristol Motor Speedway continues to face with attendance. We got all that and more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. And you can't speak what you don't know, that's for sure. So don't wait up for me. I don't need your searchlight while you're... Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nuga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR you need to know. Getting ready to talk about the old Food City 500 up the road at Bristol. I saw Ty Gibbs, Marsha Energy get back in victory lane. Big win for the 54 team. First win for the 54 team. And the Gibbs family. What a celebration. That'd be cool for Joe to see his grandson finally get that win. And of course, Bristol was the race we just had. And now, looking at the schedule and what's coming up, after Bristol, we're heading to Kansas, then back to the south at Talladega, then Texas Motor Speedway, Watkins Glen, Dover, and Charlotte, and ending May in Nashville. So a lot of really good races and some not too far from us in the next month or so.
You know, a very emotional win for the entire Joe Gibbs family yesterday. You know, both Joe's sons passed away several years back. Coy Gibbs, which is the father of his grandson, Ty. And I believe Ty's mother is named Heather. And I think Ty has several brothers and sisters. And so she's, obviously, that's a big responsibility, carrying on the, taking care of the family and being a part of Joe Gibbs Racing. I think she was a very prominent realtor there in the Charlotte area as well. But to see the family get their grandson or their son's first win was a really cool experience to see in the closing laps of the race, as well as in the post-race interview. 23 years old is the age of Ty Gibbs. This was his 131st start. He only led 25 laps, but it was the most important laps, the final 25. It was the 229th NASCAR Cup Series victory for Joe Gibbs Racing. 35 years so far that Joe Gibbs Racing has been in NASCAR. And the crazy thing about it is I remember the year he started, and I was at the Daytona 500.
You were like, what's this, coach getting into NASCAR for?
Because Shell Oil Company was one of his prominent sponsors when he got started, along with Interstate Battery. And we were a Shell distributor when I was in the oil business, Whitfield Oil Company. And, man, that seems like it was just yesterday. And it's hard to imagine 35 years ago that Joe Gibbs has been at it. I'm really surprised that he's continued, especially after the passing of both of his sons. But he's at the track virtually every weekend.
You know what? Sometimes they say if you retire, it doesn't go well for you. It gives you something just to continue to work on.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing that I was kind of shocked by, and I think a lot of it has to do with this lawsuit that Gibbs is going into with their former car chief I've gone blank, but he's
Chris Gabehart.
Yeah, Chris Gabehart. And a lot of the discovery and a lot of the things that have come out about maybe some of the inner workings of Gibbs, is there's a lot of backlash to Ty Gibbs. A lot of people thinking that he only has his job because of who he is, which, listen, if you're going to do that in NASCAR, there's plenty of hate to go around, because there's lots of guys driving family.
Yeah.
Offer. But you would have to say that maybe he hasn't had the success that you think someone driving in a Gibbs car should have, when Chase Elliott and Ryan Blaney both have titles. But nonetheless, it was a big day and a big win for 54.
Of course, the thing you got to remember about Ty Gibbs, 23 years old, he still had a successful career.
Yeah, he's
I mean the day that his father passed away, or the day before his father passed away, he won an O'Reilly championship. So he's a back then it was Xfinity Series, two runner-up finishes and 21 top five finishes so far in his career. So you're right about everything you said, but when you look at things, he's still young, 23 years old. He's got, gosh, 15, 20, 25 years of racing ahead of him.
Oh, listen, throwing shade online is just what you do these days, apparently. But I was just surprised. I'm like, why isn't everyone so excited? But, you know, hey, whatever. Big win for him. I tell you, you talk about old. I remember watching his dad play middle linebacker for Stanford when I was a kid. I was watching a game one time, and there was this middle linebacker that had hair coming out of his, like, he had long hair, so it was coming out of the back of his helmet, and I thought that looked cool. It was Coy Gibbs.
Yeah.
So.
Coy Gibbs had an interesting career. He got out of college. He started running in the Craftsman Truck Series. I remember.
How did he fit? He's a big dude.
Yeah, he was a big guy, but he managed to get in the truck. I remember in the late 90s overseeing some of the truck races at Nashville, Memphis, Gateway, Bristol, Atlanta, and so on, where he was racing, and he raced in the MBNA truck for several years. And then he got out of NASCAR truck racing and got real big into motorcycle racing. And it seems like, if I'm not mistaken, at his even during the time of his passing, he had created a big motorcycle racing empire that was part of Joe Gibbs Racing. So he has had a very interesting career when you look back on the life of Coy Gibbs. All right, let's get into the results of the Food City 500, race number 8 of the 2026 NASCAR Cup Series at Bristol Motor Speedway. I would say that most people would agree that the cars of the day that really stood out and you expected to end up in victory lane was Ryan Blaney. His car was super fast all day. He led 190 laps. Kyle Larson led 284 laps. But getting into the results, Ty Gibbs got the win, leading the final 25 laps. Second place, Ryan Blaney. Third, Kyle Larson. Fourth, Tyler Reddick. Fifth, Chase Briscoe. Sixth, Todd Gilliland.
Hey.
Seventh, Joey Logano. Eighth, Ryan Preece. Ninth, Denny Hamlin. And 10th, Carson Hocevar.
Bubba Wallace finished in 11th, followed by Daniel Suarez. 12th, other drivers of note, Brad Keselowski, 14th place. Austin Dillon, 18th down the list a little bit. Ross Chastain in 20th. Chase Elliott, 22nd. Kyle Busch, another top 25, finishing in 25th spot. Christopher Bell, 27th. William Byron in 30th. And Alex Bowman returning to action. Sean finished in last, 37th.
In looking at the sponsors on some of the cars, I didn't see the car, but looking here at the report from NASCAR, WWE was a co-sponsor on Bubba Wallace's car. That's interesting.
You know your demo.
Along with Chumba Casino.
They're advertising a lot. It's a talk for a different time, but how do these games, these internet gambling games, make money? Why would I give you real money to play a game with fake money?
Hey, sports betting is...
I don't get it.
...is huge. And it causes a lot of problem for a lot of people and their families. It's gotten out of control with a lot of people across this country, but that's also another topic for another day.
So, Sean, let's go into the Wayback Machine. So, big win for Ty Gibbs. It's first time Monster's been in victory lane since the Kurt Busch days, I believe. But Ty Gibbs in the 54 car, when was the last time the 54 car was in victory lane? Bonus points if you can tell me where. But who was
Talladega.
It? Oh, you've already seen
1978.
This. The Talladega 500. Lenny Pons.
So how many points do I get?
Well, they're all made up. So see, you can have them all.
You didn't think I was.
Why were you thinking? Did you cheat?
No,
you
it's not up have. There. You see it anywhere on the screen?
Well, yeah, but you don't have that kind of memory. But, man, there's a picture of him online.
Sometimes I have that old memory, but I can't remember recent stuff.
There is a picture of Lenny Pons holding up the 76 checkered flag. Online,
I was right there. I was at that race. I was right there.
And listen,
a buddy of mine
used to use the term Camaro hair for a certain bunch of ladies, and that would be very apt for what all the girls in Victory Lane had here. Some good old Camaro hair. Look at that.
Mm.
Looks like it's going 100 miles an hour
with the 76 Race Stopper girls.
I'll tell you what, watch out now.
That brings back some memories right there.
It's Sean's formative years right there.
Yeah.
How old were you in 78? What, senior in high school?
Yeah, really. 78, I was in the third grade.
Okay. I wasn't born yet, so I was just making sure.
What year were you born?
79.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think I was in the third grade. So 78 was a good year, no question about it. There were 9 caution flags for 72 laps and 12 lead changes among 4 drivers. There was a lot of talk by some after the race. As a matter of fact, Kyle Larson even brought it out in his post-race interview, talking about how poor the pit crew was for the number 12, Ryan Blaney. And I was going back and watching some of the highlights. of some of his pit stops. And I mean, it was very valid that they weren't performing that well. And it's kind of surprising that they ended up finishing second when the pit crew was performing so poorly.
Yeah. And, you know, listen, that's got to be tough. Last thing you want to do, and I know he didn't do it, but you don't want to call out your pit crew. But the pit crew knows when they're not having a good day. And the pit crew also knows they cost themselves some money. So no one's taking it harder than they did. But I don't be surprised if changes are made in the near future.
Yeah, I would not disagree about that. But despite the pit crew, he finished second. He started first, and he's sitting in second place in the driver points right now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he probably let one get away. But you know what? Good for Ty Gibbs to being with the, you know, sometimes, what is it? Luck is where preparation meets opportunity. He had an opportunity on that final caution. He stayed out, was able to hold him off. Good win for him. They all count.
Yeah. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We're here each and every Monday at 6 right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. And we've been doing this now 25 years, talking NASCAR here in Chattanooga. And we certainly could not have done it without you and all of our great sponsors. We've got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news you need to know. And today talking about Ty Gibbs, his big victory for the 54 and Joe Gibbs Racing. First of the year, first of his career, right, Sean? Ty Gibbs, he's never had a win in the
very
Cup
first.
Series, so what a good time for one. And right there in Bristol, and now we turn our attention towards Kansas Speedway for the Advent Health 400. That's going to come up this Sunday in Kansas City, Kansas Speedway. Then after that, to round out April, Talladega, Sean. And that is coming up, in Talladega at the end of the month, the 29th.
I believe. Yeah, a little bit later in the program 26th. When we get to the news in the world of NASCAR. Got a little bit of news about Talladega that NASCAR's just released. We'll get into that a little bit later. But in the meantime, let's get right to the point standings after the race at Bristol. And we've got Tyler Reddick still leading by long shot, 62 points ahead of second place Ryan Blaney. Third, Denny Hamlin. He's 86 points behind the leader. Ty Gibbs is in fourth spot, and Chase Elliott in fifth.
And on sixth spot, we've got Kyle Larson. Seventh, William Byron. Eighth, Bubba Wallace. Ninth, Christopher Bell. Rounding out the top 10, Chris Buescher, followed by Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, Carson Hocevar in 13th, Ryan Preece 14th, Daniel Suarez 15th, and rounding out the top 16, SVG. Chase Briscoe outside looking in, so's Austin Cindric, Ross Chastain 21st, Sean. He's another, we haven't talked a lot about him, but there's a guy that's typically up there battling for at least the playoffs all the way down in 21st, hanging out with our buddy Kyle Busch in 24th, Austin Dillon 27th, Stenhouse Jr. 30th. Man, a lot of those guys need to start turning it around pretty quick.
Yes, they do. The first five drivers in the standings all have one win, and with the exception of Tyler Reddick, he's got four so far, but it just goes to show you that Ty Gibbs has been running consistent with some strong finishes so far this year in order to be in fourth spot just ahead of fifth place Chase Elliott. So congratulations to Joe Gibbs Racing and Ty Gibbs. All right, let's shift gears for just a moment. You told me before we started the show today that you had some news on Earnhardt, and I said, what are you talking about?
So
now you're going to share it with me and all of our listeners at the same time.
And I'm going to do a pretty good job, a pretty poor job of this, because it became kind of an internet sensation and it played out over the last week. And it's kind of like, it's funny, like someone said online, it's like, this is why you don't give NASCAR fans a week off, you know, without a race. But I'm talking about, of course, the meme or the story that started, and you can go online and find out about it, of Figgy Earnhardt. So F-I-G-G-Y Earnhardt, Sean. And it's basically this fake theory of that someone posted about, you know, by using pictures of Dale with like this kind of out of focus guy next to him. And it was supposed to be Junior's long lost brother that no one knew about, that was actually the best driver in the family, but, you know, black sheep, his career never went anywhere, but he did testing and all this other stuff. And so what was so great is this kind of came out, and well, Dirty Mo Media kind of leaned into it. Dirty Mo Media being Junior's media company, they kind of leaned into it. They've now there's a shirt you can buy that says I am Figgy Earnhardt. It just became this really funny kind of viral moment on social media for NASCAR and Earnhardt fans.
Where did they come up with the name Figgy?
You'd have to go and like, there's a video on YouTube that kind of explains it. The whole goofy thing. It started with a Reddit post, claiming to remember there was a guy named Figgy, Earnhardt, and that boom, it just took, you know how people are. People are funny. That's one thing we've learned with social media. As much bad as there, also, there's a lot of really funny people out there, and they'll make enough comments. And this thing kind of took off on its own. So I thought that was funny. That's why I asked you if you'd heard anything when I got in, if you heard anything about Figgy Earnhardt, and you had no idea.
I had no idea.
Once again, proving that my finger is on the pulse of the NASCAR fandom. Okay. You, on the other hand,
I'm just watching.
You're up in the club seating of this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm looking at news and reality and fact and
where,
fiction.
Where is the fun of that? I mean, we need to talk about Figgy Earnhardt.
Well, you do have my curiosity. I'll have to do a little research. You need to
look into it because it's been pretty funny. You know, I like when this joke's so stupid that you can't really believe in it, but how everyone kind of
I thought it was about Dell Jr. something.
Well, Dell Jr. was part of it.
Well, I know, but something, you know, sort of breaking news, something he was getting into.
The secret third son of Dell Earnhardt Sr. It's a hoax. It just became a funny little story.
Yeah.
So Figgy Earnhardt.
Gotcha. I'm glad that you shared it today. Listen, I'm definitely going to do some research.
This is kind of the hard-hitting stuff you don't get other places.
That's for sure. All right, I want to talk for just a moment about the business side. What?
You could say that was more exciting than certain parts of Bristol anyway, is talking about Figgy Earnhardt.
Well, Bristol was very entertaining yesterday, but yeah, you got to change it up some. I want to talk about the business side a little bit of NASCAR, and I want to talk about Bristol and the continuous situation that we see, and we've been seeing this for a number of years, and that is where we've got 150,000 to 160,000 approximately seats in a stadium, and the place looks about half empty. Estimated somewhere around 60,000 to 70,000 people were in attendance. And then I get to thinking back to the early 2000s and late 90s. I used to get 30 grandstand tickets to Bristol. 30 through Union 76 or Unical 76 to some. And it was like getting 30 bars of gold. Back then, the face value was $85 a ticket. And these were really good seats. And I have gone up there before because I would usually go up on Wednesday, sometimes on Tuesday, and you would find scalpers. I'm talking scalpers would pay $200 to $225 a ticket, and then they would sell them for $300 or more. And the place was always sold out. And now you go up there, and the cheapest ticket's around $90, and there's plenty of them. You've got a half-empty stadium. It's sad. It's disappointing. But it raises up some questions, and that is it time for NASCAR and for Bristol Motor Speedway or Speedway Motorsports to realize and admit that perhaps Bristol needs to be a one race a year event?
Well, it's so, all right, Bristol's got a long history of, yeah, doing some questionable decisions. I'll say that. I remember you and I getting online and trying to buy tickets during the show just to see how expensive they were. And Sean, you couldn't find any. You had to go to the second market, and you know, and buy them from a scalper. Not only that, looking for hotel rooms close by, it was a couple hundred a night with a minimum 3-day stay,
3-4 nights,
depending on how. I mean, so it was an investment. It feels like 2008, you know, when that first big, it wasn't the depression, but the Great Recession.
Yeah, the housing crisis
really, really affected everything, but really affected Bristol. That kind of money was for a certain fan base was just not easily to come by, and people, you know, decided that's not what they're going to spend their money on. And then it did start to come back. But Sean, if you think back to then, since then, they completely repaved Bristol and changed the racing completely. Bristol's where Traction Compound came from, because they were trying to experiment with the way that the tires were gripping, because they were trying to get back to that original. Remember the bump and run? I mean, that was what Bristol was. You were in one big line, and unless you knocked someone out of the way, you couldn't get up there. So, I mean, Bristol was kind of the epitome of rubbing and racing. Well, they changed the track. They graded the track, Traction Compound. Then they went on this run of, let's make it a dirt race. Let's have a football game there. I don't know. It seemed like it really got, I mean, this has kind of been one of the, for a long time, one of the crown jewels or one of the biggest races in the sport. And it kind of got to be, I don't know, like a, like, what am I, kind of a novelty. There, it was like, what can we do to make this better when, man, it was so good for so long. Why did we mess with it in the first place? And I'm with you. I think now may be the time that it gets the Darlington treatment. Like, it's, there's just too much. People aren't going. There needs to be a Bristol night race and nothing else.
I think the list is long of all the things you could put in there. You could put in everything you just said. You could put into the fact that hotels up there are going to run you $300 to $400 a night with a several night minimum. You add to the fact that we've got nearly $4 a gallon gas, and it may be up, maybe that no, up in the yeah. Tri-Cities. You've got Bristol sitting in a place of Tri-Cities, Tennessee, where you don't have a major airport.
No, it's not easy.
You don't have many
there.
Hotels. It's not that easy to get to. I mean, it's just you add all that together, and we are where we are now. Just the cost of travel, food, everything. The cheapest ticket's going to run you $90. It's going to go up higher from there if you if you want better seats. You could very easily spend a couple thousand dollars for a race weekend, and the TV networks have made it so nice and so good to just sit there and watch it at home. So when you add all that up together, you got where we are today, and it's somewhat sad to see. And it's sort of a bad look on the sport, even though 60 to 70,000 people is a lot of people at many of the other tracks that we're at. So does Bristol take out some seating? I don't know that they'll start doing that. I do think that maybe this is something to consider, going to one race a year. Speedway Motorsports is still actively trying to get Fairground Speedway in Nashville. Everything that goes on in Nashville seems to...
It's very hot right now.
Yeah, turn into gold. Maybe they move the spring Bristol race and they start that tradition at the Fairground Speedway. What do you think of that idea?
I like anything that creates a little scarcity. I mean, that's the thing, Sean. You've got two Bristol races, and for the longest time, you couldn't get tickets to them, but now you can get them pretty easy. So what do? Well, you supply and demand. Let's take away the supply, and hopefully the demand will go up. I'm with you. Bristol used to be one of those. You marked on your calendar to watch, and now it's. I hate to say it, the night race is still cool. It's still fun to watch on TV, but the.
Do you think you lower the ticket prices?
You know what? Is the $90 what's keeping you from doing it? No, I don't think so.
And plus, you want to perceive that there's high value,
yeah,
in your sport. And if you start lowballing it, then you change that. However, you got a lot of empty seats. So do you knock down some of those seats for $40 or $50 tickets?
I mean,
but if you do, you tick off all the people that bought tickets early and paid the $90 to $120 a ticket.
Yeah, do you have a concert before and after? I don't think that it drives tickets. Do you open up some sort of campgrounds and make that more? I don't know. You know, this is why some other people get paid way more than I do to figure stuff out. But there does need to be hey, we used to be here, now we're here. What is our plan? Because it's also not a good look for TV either. When, it's Bristol. Where is everybody?
Yeah. Could you blame some of it on the fact that it's right after Easter? And a lot of people have maybe spent a lot of their disposable income at that point.
At Easter? I don't think so. Not Easter.
Do you think if we change the date that would help? Or do you think it would make a difference?
I don't know that it's as big a deal of a race as it used to be. It used to be one of the big boys, and now I feel like it's dangerously close to Pocono territory. Like, oh yeah, there's a race this weekend.
Yeah. Interesting discussion, and it's an interesting conversation to say the least. I don't know that they'll come up with a solution anytime soon. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. Maybe car changes make the racing better on smaller tracks. Maybe there's a package they could put together. I don't know. But
And last, NASCAR is not the sport that it was back in the day.
That's true. There's not near as much rubbing and racing stuff.
Yeah. All right, time for us to take a quick break. We got a lot more NASCAR talk straight ahead. Right after the break, we are broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. You can find them online at NugaDentistry.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Casey Orr, Sean Whitfield, each and every Monday. Whether you want it or not, we're here to give you all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. And Sean, we've been talking about Bristol. We've already, you know, we've told them they need to fix that, make it to where more people want to come. We've talked about Ty Gibbs, a big win. I've looped you in on the Figgy Earnhardt situation so you can Google that and figure out some more stuff. You know what? It's what everyone tunes in for. Just a wide range of topics, all leading us back to the sport we love, NASCAR, which will show up at Kansas Motor Speedway coming up this Sunday.
And that's always a favorite by many. Usually we're going to see at least three wide racing.
Kansas. So, you know how, you know, sports, well, I guess it's kind of, NASCAR is different because we go to different tracks, right? And golf goes to different golf courses. But football, they all play at their home stadiums and at away. But, you know, sports go through changes. I remember when California was terrible. And now it's a really fun race to watch. I remember when Kansas was not one of my favorites. Now it's a really fun race to watch.
You say California is a fun race to watch. There's race there right now.
Okay.
The last time they were there.
Auto Club used to be terrible. Then it got really good and we stopped going.
Yeah, you're right.
Then you've got, road course racing wasn't always my favorite. Now it's something I think we all look forward to because everyone's better at it. Mm. And then you've got Bristol, which used to be must tune in. And now we're like, oh, okay, what'd they do to it? So it just seems like, you know, these cars change, the packages change, driving style, perhaps, you know, it's certainly not as aggressive anymore, or in some ways now, if a driver gets a little too aggressive, collectively the garage area gets on to them. Mm-hmm. So it is interesting to see, everything changed, but yes, you're right. It's Kansas. It's one of those. It's like I used to go, okay, well, let me tune in the last 10 laps and see what happens. But it's actually going to be a good race.
And all that starts Sunday at 2 p.m. and you can catch that on Fox. And practice and qualifying will be Saturday at 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. and you can find that on Amazon Prime. Let's get into it's a top story in the news in the world of NASCAR. Headlines, NASCAR shortening Talladega stages to combat fuel saving strategies. NASCAR will shorten the length of its final two stages in the April 26 race at Talladega regarding the fuel savings. Though the precise lengths have yet to be announced, they say that it will be shortened on the final two stages, which it will be short enough to complete without a fuel stop. Which sort of surprises me a little.
Wow. Okay.
I would have thought that they would prefer to see a good pit stop in the final two stages. This year, the first stage is likely to be closer to 100 laps, with the last two stages under 50 laps apiece when the Cup Series returns on this 2.66 mile oval. And that'll be coming up a week from this weekend.
You know, it's funny when it comes to fuel mileage races. I mean, a win's a win. Doesn't matter how you get it, right? I mean, we've all agree on that. But a fuel mileage race where, I don't know, on big tracks, sometimes when everybody goes for a stop, everybody cycles through and you lose a little bit of the intensity. Mm-hmm. But I really like it when it's one of two ways. Either when you're not sure someone's going to make it and cars keep dropping like flies and it's like, who did the best at saving? That can be exciting. Or when you know everybody's got enough to get to the end until you get into overtime. And then all these guys are like, oh my God, I'm not sure I can make it. And you see them turning off on the straightaway and kicking it back on in the turns. To me, that can be fun.
Yeah, and especially now we're points racing. It's not the old win and you're in.
Yeah.
So I think that right there gives these teams and these drivers even more of an incentive to be on top of their game. Whereas before, the pressure wasn't maybe as strong as it is now.
Yeah.
So as we head to Kansas this weekend, do you think Ty can pull off a double, or do you think – we could see Tyler Reddick get his fifth win of the season? Who are you feeling good about?
You know, it's I think Ty did a great job. I think his crew made some good calls. I don't know that he's really there to compete week in and week out. I do think we probably return to some of the same old stuff, the same old guys competing for the win, and that is going to be Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, William Byron. I think we're going to see Kyle Larson. I think we'll see some of those names up at the front.
I'm going to go, I'm going to say Ryan Blaney. I think they're going to come to Kansas, made some adjustments to the pit crew, and I think we could see Ryan Blaney end up in victory lane at that race.
I'd be okay with that. He's one of my favorites, but who knows? Maybe Keselowski running better. Just Kyle Busch, man. You know, someday I'll get over it, but it's giving me Jimmy Johnson in the last year at Hendrick vibes, where like, hey man, you're too good for this. Mm-hmm. You're just out there not even making a run at it.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
All right, it is time for us to come to a close. Any final words, sir?
Nope. Enjoyed it. Everybody get a good night's sleep, like hopefully I will.
Yeah, you're and looking a little draggy today.
I'm telling you
today.
What, a little too old to be staying out that late, Sean. even when yesterday was a total recovery day, still woke up a little tired.
I was going to say, you party hard on Saturday, and it's a 2 or 3 day recovery
for you.
Tell you
what, it's rough, man.
All right, well, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your day. We will be here again next Monday right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, at 6 o'clock to break down all that happened on and off the racetrack in the world of NASCAR next Monday at 6. We look forward to doing another broadcast as we continue 25 years of talking NASCAR. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group. From the